watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, it's the American Journal. I am Chase Geyser. For the first few minutes here of this hour, I want to show you the entirety of Marjorie Taylor Greene's line of questioning. Then we're going to go to a short break. We're going to wrap up with a 30-second clip on the other side of the break with her final just sort of nail in the coffin for Cheadle. And then we're going to move on to other news. Right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Recognizes Miss Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Miss Cheadle, I'd like to remind you that you're under oath. The site team has a senior supervisor, an advanced team, a protective intelligence team, a counter-sniper element, and detail. Who was the agent in charge? How long has she been the agent in charge? And what is her Secret Service background?
So I'm not going to provide a name.
Why not? You're here to answer our questions.
This forum, I'm not going to provide names of.
You stated in your testimony, you said, I am here today to answer your questions.
That is correct.
Answer the question.
I'm not going to provide names of our personnel.
Why not?
Today.
The American people are demanding these answers from you today, Ms. Cheadle.
I will do the best to provide you accurate information based on the facts that I have at this time.
You're not answering our questions. The advanced element coordinates with other intel or law enforcement partners, identifies threats and weaknesses at the sites and movements. We'd like a copy of the advanced report. Have you brought it here with you today?
We will comply with the request for the documentation that has been requested.
When will that be, Ms. Cheadle? Because you should have brought it today.
I am certain that our personnel are working on obtaining all of that document.
I don't believe you, and neither do the people watching this hearing. You're not doing well, as Mr. Moskowitz informed you. You've been sitting here for over 3 hours, and I have you know the entire country is demanding you resign and demanding that you be fired if you do not resign. Things are not going well for you. You need to answer the questions. Was there a protective intelligence team, and what technical resources were utilized for that event, specifically drone or helicopter assets?
There were a number of technical assets that were deployed for that event, and there was a protective intelligence team that was assigned to that event.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline of when that took place and when the event...
Why didn't you bring the timeline with you today to answer our questions?
I don't have all of the answers on the timelines based on the criminal investigation.
Were you not prepared today to answer our questions?
I am prepared to answer the questions based on the information... And wanted to be able to provide.
Do you have a timeline from any of the day?
I have a timeline that does not have specifics.
That's shocking. That is absolutely unacceptable. That means you are a failure at your job. Let's talk about things that are prohibited in Trump rallies. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. Backpacks and bags. Bicycles, firearms, any type of weapon, or any other item determined to be a potential safety hazard, like a range finder would be one. At 5:10, Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the building. 5:10, President Trump was shot in the face at 6:11 p.m. 5:28, AGR Sniper 1 takes a picture of a bicycle and two bags. Those belong to Crooks. 5:32, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:55, Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of photos and states they have been relayed on. 6:05 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 later...
Please pray for InfoWars. please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. We're going to wrap up the coverage of the congressional hearing yesterday about the assassination attempt on Trump and Secret Service's failures, not failures in their security protocol, but their failure at the attempt of Donald Trump's life. I just want to wrap up with this 35-second clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene really just bringing it in on the Kim Cheadle interrogation yesterday. Let's go ahead and run it.
Was there a stand-down order, Ms. Cheadle?
No.
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump?
Absolutely not.
Then how did this happen? And why are you still sitting here not turning in your letter of resignation?
Last question, but please answer, and then I'll recognize Ms. Presley. Please answer the question.
That is what we are investigating to determine.
We're waiting for your letter. We are waiting for your letter of resignation. And you really need to consider doing that before you leave today.
Chair now recognizes Ms. Presley from Massachusetts.
Unbelievable. Apparently even Raskin signed a document calling for her resignation after yesterday's hearing. So this is bipartisan. Everybody thinks that this woman should no longer be in the position that she's in. And the only reason I can think of that she's still in the job at all is that Mayorkas is trying to keep her quiet. He knows that as soon as he fires her, he no longer has any leverage over her. And then she becomes a security risk, and that she could become a whistleblower regarding the details, nature of what really happened. So she is covering up right now for Mayorkas, for her own actions, for this assassination attempt, because she wants to keep her job. But she knew this was going to happen, I believe. The Secret Service knew this was going to happen. Not all the agents, not all of them, obviously. When you have a conspiracy like this, you include the fewest amount of people possible in order to keep it just airtight and less vulnerable to exposure and being compromised or undermined. But I think Cheadle knew. I think Mayorkas knew. I think there was a stand down order. Just a handful of people had to know in order for this to come about. The reason they don't have the radio comms is because they identified the suspicious person. She admitted that they identified the suspicious person for, what was it, as long as 30 minutes, over 20 minutes? Apparently they knew he was suspicious before Donald Trump even took the stage. He was allowed to take the stage. This person is being cited with a firearm, identified by law enforcement, witnessed by law enforcement who climbed the ladder, identified by the crowd. People are pointing at him saying, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof. Nothing is done for minute after minute after minute. If they couldn't stop the shooter, the least they could have done is gotten Donald Trump off the stage. This was a coup. This was an inside job. They tried, the deep state specifically, the Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the FBI, they tried to kill President Trump. You could talk about Iran all day long. You can talk about lone shooters all day long. You can talk about Antifa all day long. But when push comes to shove, this was an inside job. The deep state, just like they killed John F. Kennedy in 1963, attempted to take the life of Donald J. Trump. And why is it that everybody seems to be conducting an investigation as to what happened on July 13th, except for the entities responsible for conducting an investigation? We hear nothing from the Secret Service. We hear nothing from the DHS. We hear nothing from the Department of Justice. We hear nothing from the CIA. We hear nothing from the FBI. But we see reports after reports of independent journalists going on the roof. We see report after report of independent journalists identifying the cell phone data. I mean, I'm not sure if any of you guys saw this, but somebody actually did an analysis of the cell phone data and was able to track where the shooter had been going in recent weeks, where other people who had been visiting his home or place of work had been going. You realize somebody had been visiting him at either work or home and then repeatedly going to D.C. near the FBI headquarters, apparently, based on the advertising cellular data. We don't know who that person was, but why is it that somebody is visiting the deep state repeatedly and then visiting this would-be assassin repeatedly in the weeks leading up to this assassination attempt? He's identified as a suspicious person. He's able to fly a drone over this event. They're making up lies about the slant roof, sloped roof thing. She's not answering any questions, and then she's using the excuse that it's only been 9 days to the event when they knew probably 90 days before the event that all of this was going to play out. This was an inside job, and I want to see heads roll. I'm not calling for literal violence. I mean, politically, I want to see heads roll politically for this. There need to be prosecutions. She needs to be fired and prosecuted. There need to be investigations. I hope Donald Trump wins on November 5th, if not for just for the reason that in January, when he is inaugurated, the storm will really come. I want to see Donald Trump bring these people to justice for the first time since the establishment of the military-industrial complex during and after World War II. I want to see all of these people go to prison before they go straight to hell. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable to me that this happens time and time again, decade after decade. Project Mockingbird, MK Ultra, Vietnam, Kennedy assassination, Reagan shot, CIA coups taking over, both the Bushes, war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq over weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, 9/11 stand downs, Pearl Harbor stand downs, over and over again. How many more times are we going to fall for it before heads are going to roll? I mean, seriously. How many more times are we going to fall for this before heads are going to roll? I want to see Mayorkas in prison. I want to see both the Bidens in prison, probably Jill too for covering up for her son being a pedophile, which is illegal in Delaware. I want to see Cheadle in prison. I want to see all of these leftists in prison, not because I disagree with their political persuasion, but because I disagree with their acts of treason over and over again. Clearly a crime in the Constitution of the United States of America. But in the name of democracy, they send all of our money to Nazis in Ukraine, despite the fact that Ukraine canceled all of its elections, and it's apparently the democracy. I mean, Russia has more elections than Ukraine these days. And in the name of democracy, they're running a candidate who was not elected in a primary. It wouldn't be the first time that they did this. Remember when they pushed Bernie out in 2016 for Hillary? This is going to blow back in their face so hard. The Democratic Party is the least democratic party of any of the parties in the history of politics in the United States of America. The Democratic Party is the party of tyranny. And the only time they avow democracy, the only time they talk about how much they love democracy, is because they know that it's conducive to their success to use that rhetoric, and because they know that the leading cause of tyranny itself is democracy. Every single tyranny has started out as democracy in the history of our civilization. It is only a constitutional republic which is designed to be a stalwart and an obstacle to this tyranny. I am so sick, and I was, you know, I like Donald Trump. I don't even just like him. I love Donald Trump. But I was disappointed. He made that epic famous statement where he said, last week I took a bullet for democracy. And I know that he means well, and he's using the colloquial sense of the term democracy, but to hell with democracy. This is not a democracy. The word isn't mentioned once in our Constitution. This is a constitutional republic with democratic processes, But it is not a democracy. Screw democracy. I hate democracy. If we need to overcome anything in this country, it is democracy, because that is the rule of the mob over the rights of the individual. I mean, you want to see a video of democracy? Maybe the crew can pull up the famous video of Rodney King, where the majority of people in that video decided that it was right to beat up the minority in that video. Not a minority by race, but a minority by the sake of, by virtue of being an individual. That's what democracy looks like. It looks like the mob beating the crap out of an individual. In a democracy, if most people don't want you to have a gun, they vote on it. You can't have a gun. Sorry, no rights. But a constitutional republic recognizes the inalienable rights of individuals despite what the mob thinks. And it doesn't allow for a simple majority to simply overcome and compromise all of your rights. That's democracy right there. Vast majority of people in that video wanted to beat the hell out of him. That's democracy. They all put it to a vote and decided this is what we're going to do. You want to talk about democracy? No. We have inalienable rights given to us at birth by God himself, at conception by God himself. And no mob, no number of people, even if it's 99.9999% of people, has the right to vote away your rights. To hell with democracy. And let's just see for a second what democracy has done in places like California. Most democratic state of the union, probably. Democratic, leftist, socialist, left coast, California. Where now they've passed legislation where if your children are in public school, none of the teachers or administrators of that school can tell the parents legally that your child is identifying as transgender. And now they could even be legally providing your child with puberty blockers, hormone therapy, resources for transition to another sex without even telling you. Just look at what they did to Elon Musk here in clip 3.
It happened to one of my older boys where I was... I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he did.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so I was tricked into doing this. It wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah, I...
All right. So the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead, killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So.
And there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty, and lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club?
Yeah.
Well, you want to know why Elon Musk bought Twitter, turned it into X? Probably because they killed his son. And that's democracy for you. Meanwhile, Biden says that democracy is on the ballot, your freedom is on the ballot. This is clip 5.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot. Yes, we'll be voting on many issues. On the freedom to vote and have your vote counted. On the freedom of a choice. The freedom to have a fair shot. The freedom from fear. And we'll debate and disagree. Without democracy, no progress is possible. Think about it. The alternative to democracy is dictatorship. The rule of one, not the rule of we, the people.
Well, democracy may be on the ballot, but the republic is too. And I'm voting for the republic. I will choose a republic over democracy every single time. Thank God Joe Biden is not the candidate. It would have been nice if he was candidate, because it would have been easier for Trump to win. But thank God he's done. He's out. He'll never have a political career ever again. I don't think he's even going to draw breath by November 5th. And, you know, we all knew it was going to happen. Everybody really knew this was going to happen. Vivek was among the earliest to call it. Roger Stone, probably the earliest to call it. But I want to show you this clip of Vivek, clip number 6, on Fox News with Kayleigh McEnany, where she asks him about his prediction, and then we'll unpack that on the other side.
Vivek, I have been dying to talk to you all day, and here is why. I spoke to you pre-debate, and you told me Biden would not be the nominee. You've been saying it over and over and over. Post-debate, I suspect you still believe that, but tell me how it plays out.
Look, I think that the reality is the managerial class around Biden has lost their use for him. This has been obvious to me since last year. Play out the incentives. He is not the strongest candidate they can put up. And these people, they have stopped at nothing to keep Donald J. Trump out of office. You think they're going to stop at this step? I think it's actually one different game they're playing, Kayleigh, is they want this to happen as late as possible into the cycle. They want it to be in the honeymoon phase of a new candidate. Initially, you get that honeymoon phase before the scrutiny comes. If that swap out comes in August or even after August, they get to put up a candidate who will not yet have had the scrutiny, keep Republicans guessing. And that's, I think, the game that's actually going on here. And the reality is, I think there's only two viable choices, really, if you think about it. The Democratic Party is wedded to identity politics. The only reason Kamala Harris got that job, frankly, is because she was a black woman. Don't take my words. Take it from the words of the Democratic Party itself, which leaves Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama. That's where I predict this plot ends, and I don't think it's going to happen particularly soon. I think it's in their incentive to wait as long as possible, and that's exactly where I think the game goes from here.
Interesting. So August, and you name two individuals. In the meantime, we need to know what's going on with our country. Troops have died overseas. That phone does ring at 3 a.m., and I don't know that Biden's answering, and we need answers.
So,
do you believe that Congress should...
The next step is for them to bring him out of the race, but this is what we're left with now. This is who they're pushing now. Clip number 20. Watch this mashup of Kamala with the character from Veep. This itself could be a Trump ad.
My fellow Americans, words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because we are united. And we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Obesity is a serious disease, and it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and this can be the last word on those words.
Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right, and that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled time.
So let's hear from David Pakman. Obviously, the Democratic Party is in absolute chaos right now. They're trying to rally as quickly as possible around this new candidate, Kamala Harris, but we're not going to know for sure who the candidate is going to be, I don't think, until the convention in August, the virtual convention in August. It makes sense why they did it virtually now and why they pushed it back so late now, doesn't it? Because they knew this was going to happen months ago. It's all part of the plan, but let's see what the leftists are saying about this new chaos in clip 17.
Trump and Republicans wasted their entire convention attacking a guy who was no longer their opponent. Now, this will not be easy, but it could work. Just because Biden endorses Harris doesn't mean she has to be the nominee. I would be fine with an open process. You know, I was getting texts yesterday from other hosts and pundits and different people, everybody saying, David, do you want an open convention or do you want Harris? Well, I would love an open convention, and I believe Kamala Harris will win the nomination. I believe that Joe Biden made a very difficult decision, but he chose what he believes ultimately is better for the country. He brought us the best COVID recovery among developed Western nations. He brought us a sustained level of low unemployment, the likes of which we've not seen for decades. He did dozens of important things that I've enumerated before. And this really epitomizes America first. This is not Trump first. This is not Biden first. And it makes it now a referendum on Trump. My colleague John actually texted me about this. He said, I think what's interesting about this is the election had become a referendum on Biden, on Biden's cognitive state, on Biden's achievements. And the fact that Trump's deranged and has a terrible record himself as president is no longer the question. This now puts it back to being a referendum on Trump and to some degree a referendum on do Democrats put someone forward that can win. Now, you are going to see over the next several weeks the opportunities for the racial gaffes and the misogynist gaffes against Kamala Harris by Trump and others. I believe that we are already seeing examples of that. The age gap, as the Republican Party is now putting forward the oldest presidential nominee in American history. I say that tongue in cheek. Of course, Biden would have been the oldest nominee if he accepted the nomination. He didn't. So indeed, Trump will now be the oldest nominee in American history. In 2 to 3 weeks.
So now age matters.
It will be a completely revitalized ecosystem. It will almost be like Joe Biden never ran. Republicans are terrified. Trump is terrified.
Okay, so a lot to unpack there with Pac-Man. I'm not going to make any comments about how his eyes are way too close together. Suddenly, age matters, even though it didn't just a week ago. Now they're saying it's going to be a referendum on Trump's presidency from 4 years ago, even though Kamala Harris is just as responsible, culpable, and complicit in the Biden administration's failure after failure. He misrepresents data time and time again in this video by using things like record unemployment when everybody is working 3 part-time jobs. Doesn't mention all the failures like the border, things like that. Says there's going to be an open convention and he hopes there's going to be an open convention, but he thinks Kamala's going to win. We'll see about that. I think right now what we are witnessing from the left is an attempt to influence the people to rally them behind Kamala. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to stab her in the back just like they stabbed Joe Biden in the back. They're going to drop her so fast. And I foresee a resignation from the presidency, either by death or just totally resigning from Joe Biden before this election, maybe even before this convention. I think Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States almost certainly before the election, probably even before the convention next month. And I think, I'm not positive on this one, but I really think that somehow they are going to subvert Kamala Harris as the candidate, and we're going to see somebody else pop out of this convention next month. This is a time to be alive, folks. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Check out all of our amazing products like the Life Select Storable Food, 25-year shelf life. Get the Alexa Pure Water Filters. Get the InfoWars MD line. And be the reason that we are still on the air.
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
Let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, but how you build a car, cars have evolved, or electricity, or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board-certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results. And by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give you just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Vasobeat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. And but these things work better than any of the medication that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I give these things away as gifts.
Hold on. This is important. Patients. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone, it's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you. Most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. You're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits, I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the Nitrate Boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The Vasobeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. Kamala campaign sends vetting materials to slew of VP candidates with one notable exception. Kamala Harris' 2024 presidential campaign sent vetting materials to a slew of VP candidates on Monday with one notable exception, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. So he endorses her amid VP speculation, but she's not even vetting him. Citing an unnamed source familiar with the matter, Wall Street Journal White House reporter Ken Thomas reported that several potential vice presidential picks had been contacted. Mark Kelly, who Laura Loomer just did an outstanding job of diving into some of his daughter's behavior on social media, including the use of controlled substances. She deleted her social media accounts after that reporting came out. You got to check her out. I mean, she's unleashed. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Josh Shapiro. Good luck getting a Shapiro in with all the Palestinian supporters that are on the left. Gretchen Whitmer. Oh! J.B. Pritzker. Oh! And Tim Walz. First of all, Pritzker is like the biggest shit in the world. Sorry, guys.
No. I can confirm.
I grew up in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, you're familiar with Illinois.
The worst.
He is like totally corrupt. And a lot of people don't know this.
His whole family.
He was intimately involved. First of all, if you've been a governor of Illinois.
He was intimately involved with the double cheeseburger?
Yeah. Okay. If you have been the governor of Illinois, you are statistically more likely to go to prison than if you're a high school dropout in Illinois. All right. It's that corrupt.
Hey, Blagojevich did nothing wrong, okay?
But Pritzker, a lot of people don't know this, heavily involved in Stratton Oakmont in the beginning. Stratton Oakmont being the investment firm.
Famous by the Wolf of Wall Street.
So if he's the candidate, I mean, that level of corruption could put Chris Christie to shame. So, and Gretchen Whitmer, I mean, do they want like a dynamic duo? The two ladies just going up and just, Gretchen Whitmer is another example that she looks like a bird. Kamala does it so much. Nikki Haley, Jill Biden, Gretchen Whitmer, all birds. Just... So if she does the Gretchen thing, I'm going to lose my mind. And the white male thing is a struggle, but I think it's going to be Mark Kelly. And I'll tell you why I think it's going to be Mark Kelly, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Biden administration, the other Democratic leaders are just talking about how exciting it is to go back to the moon again, go back to the moon again. And wasn't Mark Kelly a NASA astronaut or a NASA employee? I think they're priming it up for ramping up NASA. They want him in as the VP. They want to ramp up our Space Force, our satellites. They want to get themselves independent from Elon Musk's SpaceX because he's not playing ball with the political left and the globalist agenda. It's going to be Mark Kelly. She might even have to announce it before the convention in order to try to win the convention. But my bet, Mark Kelly, 100%. Can't just be any old white male. Can't be the Jewish guy. I don't have a problem with Jewish people, but there's no way that the Democrats are going to select a Jewish vice president. Gretchen Whitmer, not too much J6 fake kidnapping stuff associated with her. J.B. Pritzker, way too corrupt, but part of the Democratic machine. I mean, definitely somebody who would be connected. And I don't know anything about Tim Walz. It's going to be Mark Kelly. 100%. And so, Spaceman Hero and Kamala Harris are going to run. And in this world of just no surety, no confidence, no understanding of what's really going to happen, one thing is abundantly clear. This is a crazy time to be alive. And people are saying, was J.D. Vance the wrong choice given that Kamala Harris is actually the candidate? First of all, Donald Trump knew a month ago that Kamala Harris was going to be the candidate. The video, quote, leaked of him saying in the golf cart, he made the decision to resign. It's going to be Kamala. She's even better for us. She's terrible. She's just the worst. He knew when he selected J.D. Vance that J.D. Vance was not going to need to debate against Kamala Harris, in my opinion. And it's a shame because it really is unfair that all of the campaigning, all the preparation that the Democrats have done to run against Joe Biden has turned out to be a waste now that they've introduced an ambush candidate, like we've been predicting on this network for months and months, if not years now. In clip number 13 here, J.D. Vance says that he's pissed about not being able to debate Kamala. Let's see what he said here.
I just got to say, this entire system of ours is about, you got to persuade voters. You got to win their votes. You don't decide who the president is in smoke-filled rooms with billionaires and senior elected officials. You let the people decide. That's what we believe in this room, and that's what we're going to fight for, I promise you. So I just, and by the way, speaking about take-backs, I was told I was going to get to debate Kamala Harris, and now President Trump's going to get to debate her.
Debater.
I'm kind of pissed off about
it. Hardly
that,
know her.
I'll be honest with you.
But I think Blake Masters said it best. Democrats hate democracy. This was obviously a coup. And this was a bait and switch ambush situation. None of their parties represented. And I hope that they feel the bitterness they should feel about this. Rather than being blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump, they should realize they didn't even choose their own candidate. And we witnessed a soft coup this weekend. Clip number 19.
Well, the Democrats just pulled off a coup. Where's Joe Biden right now? Has anyone seen this guy? Look, you don't have to go full conspiracy theorist to see that Biden was clearly forced out today. Just 48 hours ago, he was definitely staying in the race. I think his campaign chair went on CBS this morning and said Biden was for sure staying in. But Pelosi and Obama and all the billionaire donors, they had other plans. So they gave Joe the ultimatum. And in doing so, they threw out the results of their own primary election, essentially saying to the voters, hey, get lost. You don't matter. We decided. And that's called democracy. See, the Democrats, they insist they're the party of democracy. How many times do they say that? Yet they're about to install a nominee for president who didn't win a primary, who didn't even herself get a single vote in the primary. Oh, but she'll earn the nomination at the convention. No, no, no. This is preordained. Right? The only reason the Obamas and Pelosi aren't endorsing Kamala right now is it would just seem too heavy-handed. Right? They want her to be able to pretend that she earned this. But one thing is clear. Kamala will not earn the support of voters in November. Remember, we Republicans, we bucked our party establishment to elect President Trump. And when we do it again in November, the Democrats will see what democracy actually looks like.
Again, we just have to stop using the word democracy. Blake Masters is right. This was a coup. It was not a democratic process. The Democratic voters have been swindled again by their own party, just like they were in 2016 between Hillary and Bernie. But we have to stop using the word democracy. It is a four-letter word. I hate it. And I want to rant and rant and rave about it. But it's not something to be adored. It's the leading cause of tyranny, and democracy always leads to this DEI crap, which leads to the Cheadle crap, which leads to the corruption crap and death. Folks, are coming up on a break. More great news on the other side, more clips on the other side. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the organic ashwagandha with black pepper from InfoWars MD, developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function. This product is known to support clarity and increased feelings of well-being. Also, I highly recommend checking out the Joint Relief Max, advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health. This has certainly helped me. I've got some arthritis in my right ankle from old cross-country injuries. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Check out any of our great products. Obviously, the Life Select Storable Food is perfect for the apocalypse coming up and a great product for us because we make a lot of money. Even though we have the best deals and the lowest margins in the market for 25-year shelf life, those big-ticket items are great. So please check out Life Select 25-year storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Alexa Pure Water Filter so you can safely prepare that storable food after everything's radiated. And stay with us for more on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. So, I spent, I don't know, 30 minutes or an hour ranting and raving against Kimberly Cheadle. And you're welcome, because as a result, she has resigned, according to sources. This is breaking news. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigns over Trump shooting outrage. This has been reported by CNBC, also reported by CNN. So, we have reliable sources. I mean... Reliable in facts, maybe, but not reliable in interpretation. But let's see here. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned following widespread outrage over how her agency failed to prevent the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally earlier this month. Cheadle's resignation came a day after she was blasted by members of a House committee at a hearing on the Secret Service actions leading up to Trump's July 13th rally in Butler Township. The move comes as lawmakers and an internal government watchdog move forward with investigations into the agency's handling of Trump's protection and how a gunman came close to the killing of the president. There were bipartisan calls, signatures yesterday. She's out. She's gone. She's fired. Now, this means Mayorkas is probably going to, almost definitely going to, appoint somebody new. We'll be interested to see what happens there. But this is basically an admission of guilt, not necessarily an admission of being complicit in the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, but an admission of being responsible by either negligence or intentional complacence for this assassination attempt on Donald Trump. An assassination attempt which Donald Trump Jr. says has changed his father. Mobile data has shown, as we've gone over and over again, suggests was an inside job, an MKUltra level coup. So we're going to see more developments of this. Make sure you stay tuned today because Alex Jones is going to be in the studio in an hour and 11 minutes broadcasting about this. Owen Schroyer has been doing an outstanding job covering all of this news over the course of the last 30 days. So make sure you stay tuned. And I'm going to give out the number now to give the crew a chance to screen some calls. For the final hour of the show today, I do want to take all of your calls. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. And so now that Cheadle is out, now that Kamala is the leading candidate for the Democrats, and we have yet to determine for sure who the candidate is going to be, only one thing remains. How much longer will Joe Biden remain the president of the United States? And even though we heard from him in voice only yesterday, no one's seen the guy for 6 days. Many have speculated that he's already dead. There were speculations yesterday that he was in hospice, which I don't think were true yet, but it does seem like he's weeks away from dying based on some of the remarks that his brother made to the press. They want to enjoy what time they have left with Joe. But let's see Tucker Carlson asking where Biden is in clip number four here.
This is from Charlie Kirk. I got a weird lead on a story people ought to look into. I got a call from a source close to Las Vegas Metro Police. The official story was that Biden's trip was cut short last week due to COVID. However, according to this source, U.S. Secret Service informed Las Vegas Metro that there was an emergency situation involving Joe Biden and to close necessary streets so that POTUS could be transported immediately to University Medical, which they began to do in earnest. Then mysteriously, there was a stand down order and the Secret Service informed local Vegas PD that they were going to medevac POTUS to Johns Hopkins, which they presume meant fly him back east as soon as possible. Apparently, the rumor mill in the police department was that Joe Biden was dying or already dead, possibly. I didn't think too much about this lead. It seemed too wild to be true. But given that Joe Biden has been out of public sight for days and dropped out of the race via an X post, and his brother James indicated health was a factor, I'm beginning to grow more curious if COVID or something else has been more serious than reported. If anyone with Las Vegas Metro has information, please email freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear if there's more to the official story than what they're telling us.
Well, I'm sure Las Vegas Metro would be just as open as forthcoming as they were during the during the October shooting.
Yeah,
in 2017.
The worst mass shooting in American history.
Which is never spoken of again.
They tried to drive me out of a camera position while I was doing a story on it. Yeah. Clearly there's something.
Known for being open and forthcoming.
Yeah. Like the city itself. Clearly something is going on here, obviously. I don't know what it is. I know it's Hallmark, which is secrecy. Secrecy is the hallmark of lying. So if you want to know, is someone lying? Well, I don't know. Is he hiding something? Well, then he's lying, right? So they're lying.
So something bizarre is going on with Biden. I think he's dying. I think he's terminal. I think he had a stroke, and I think he's on his way out. And it's just a matter of weeks. But now we have reports from the Democrats that Harris earns $231 million in donations on first day of presidential campaign. And we're going to show you a clip, an older clip from O'Keefe about Act Blue and explain how that ties in here. But Vice President Kamala Harris claimed a stunning $231 million from small and big donors in the first 24 hours since she launched her presidential campaign, and a huge vote of confidence for her still nascent campaign. Harris won $81 million in small dollar donations and reportedly scored an additional $150 million money bomb from big donors. So which one's the party of the elite? Which candidate's the candidate of the elite? And what amount of the biggest one-day haul of the 2024 election cycle? Now, remember, Act Blue is responsible for much of the Democratic Party donations. And if you remember anything from the O'Keefe reporting months ago about Act Blue, you can download the list. It's public information of the names and addresses, information of who actually made donations to Act Blue. and determine who they are. You can see it. It's public information. If you donate over a certain amount, it's got to be reported. And it was discovered that it's seemingly Soros-backed entities or others were making donations beyond the legal limit through existing ACT Blue donors. So if you're somebody who maybe one time gave $100 to ACT Blue, then thousands of dollars were coming in through your name from these shadow organizations or entities so they could donate beyond the legal limit to this organization to support campaigns like Kamala Harris's campaign. And then O'Keefe went from door to door knocking on these people's doors. Normal working class people, they open their house and they say, hey, have you ever given any money to ACT Blue or a Democratic candidate? They say, yeah, I think I gave $20 or I think I gave $100 a few months ago to ACT Blue. And then he would say, well, did you give $4,500? They say, no, I never gave $4,500. I don't have that kind of money. Well, it says here in the reporting, in the public filing, it says here that you gave thousands of dollars. Oh, no, it wasn't me. So they're using these people on the rolls to launder money into the party. Let's go ahead and run the clip just for a little bit.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year. Some of these individuals' names and addresses are attached to over $200,000 in contributions. We went and knocked on a few of their doors to corroborate the data that we received from a group of citizen journalists called Election Watch in Maryland. This is James O'Keefe with OMG. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. It's an individual who has donated a total of $217,000 made through 12,000 different contributions in a three-year period of time. Now, sometimes these contributions have been made in variations of his name and variations of his address. You see this chart here. This chart shows a breakdown of the committees that were earmarked to receive the donations made through ACT Blue.
When Mitch McConnell moved fast to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, more than $70 million went to left-leaning candidates and causes in a day.
Sounds
shattering
familiar?
Records this campaign
sound familiar?
For the online fundraising juggernaut ACT Blue.
So far, folks have used our platform to donate $3.8 billion to over 21,000 different candidates, committees, and organizations.
The nearly 13 million donors who save their information in the ACT Blue system can make a contribution in seconds.
Is there any Democrat practically in this country that doesn't use ACT Blue now?
We work with pretty much everybody on the federal level, and we work all the way down to local school board races.
I have raised approximately $560,000.
With ACT Blue, Coral Evans has a real shot at winning a perennially Republican Arizona House seat.
The video goes on for several minutes. We'll try to get it uploaded to either Jones's account or my account later. But when they knock on these doors, these people did not donate anything attuned to the numbers that were reported. Absolutely astounding stuff. Stay with us for your calls on the other side, 877-789-2539. And don't forget to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Keep us on the air. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.